It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The artist Raymond Pettibone is the focus of an enormous exhibit at the New Museum. His drawings and sketches fill three entire floors. It's a major survey of his work spanning several decades. And joining us now to talk art, as always, is WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Well, as we often do, start off by telling us a little more about Pettibone. He's been working since the 1970s and came to people's attention in the 90s.
Right. He's a contemporary artist. He lives in New York, and he specializes in drawing, just drawing on paper. He occasionally makes a painting, but his real medium is India ink on paper. And he gives drawing the urgency of other mediums. He gives drawing an almost existential sense of emergency. And much of his inspiration comes from cartoons and comics.
Are they figures? He draws people or...
Exactly. Like you would see in comic books, he draws figures for the most part. Often he's poking fun at utopian worlds and at ideals, and he's being sardonic, especially in the early work. And what's impressive, I think, about the show is that there are more than 700 works in it. You can't pay attention to everyone, but it gives you the feeling of almost Dostoevsky's Underground Man. You feel like you're in the presence of someone who has taken drawing to some compulsive extreme.
And yet he grew up in bright, sunny California. He was a surfer, right? This is anything but sunny and optimistic as far as his work.
Right, especially, again, the early drawings are really ridicule various groups, especially hippies. He dislikes hippies, and he's constantly poking fun at how the idealism of the 60s turned sour by the 80s. So some people find these cartoons funny. They were sort of cartoonish. He published them. I don't find his jokes about hippies funny. They show hippies dropping acid, jumping out of windows, pointing guns, shooting up. Let's just say as a political commentator, he's lacking and he's not subtle. But I think what's interesting about Richard Pettibone is that he's a great draftsman, not a great humorist. But I think that in his work, one always sees this sort of war between the image and the text. He does have text. And what's fascinating is that over time, as the years go by and his work becomes less strident, the visual part becomes more pronounced.
So there's text as well as the sketches and drawings.
Exactly. He's always including a line or two or more of text with his images. And what's interesting is that in the beginning, the text is very specific and pointed. But over time, you feel like the text is mismatched with the image, and it becomes much more interesting and poetic. Basically, the feeling I had about this show is you watch a young man grow from somebody mocking and almost bitter, who's making fun of hippies and Stalin and Vietnam War protesters and everything. He's making fun of all systems of belief. But in the end, he suddenly is a believer. He believes in art, and his images grow larger. They acquire color, often turquoise, and they become beautiful images. So he gives over to the beauty of art and does away with his early joking, poking fun, sophomoric approach to drawing. And in that sense, the show is an incredible triumph. As dark as he is, the show ends triumphantly with these magnificent drawings of waves. They're ink drawings on paper. They're massive. They're like 7 feet by 7 feet. And they can put you in mind of Japanese woodblock prints from the 19th century. And he finally overcomes his cynicism, I think, by the end of the show. And I think it's a great celebration of an artist who may not be a master draftsman, but is certainly a mad draftsman and really brings a lot of energy into the medium.
Raymond Pettibone, A Pen of All Work, is now at the New Museum until April 9th. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.